Welcome to the Whole Life Podcast Show, also known as the Heart Journey Podcast. I am Dr. Barbara Jean Losove, also known as Dr. Barbara Lowe. And today we're talking about part two of our series, Biblical Trauma Healing for Real Change. And today's topic is memory reconsolidation, redeeming your story, redeeming the story. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm all about where faith encounters psychology. And in our last podcast, we talked about how God heals the broken heart, how safety and stability is the first stage of trauma healing, of healing the broken heart. And we explored how the broken heart, when in the Hebrew, when we look at that word that Jesus talked about in Luke 4 and Isaiah 61, it's the word actually means trauma, a shattered heart, a mauled heart, a destroyed heart. This is trauma. And today we're going to build on what we learned in that podcast, and we're going to go ahead and talk about phase two, memory reconsolidation. So just to give you a little bit of background of me, I'm coming to you as a minister because we're talking about Jesus healing the brokenhearted. But I'm also a licensed psychologist, a somatic experiencing practitioner, a master ART therapist, an EMDR therapist, a board certified coach, an ordained minister, which is what I'm coming to you as today, an author, a national speaker. I also own a clinical practice and I have a training center. And of course, you know that we have the Whole Life podcast that we are podcasting from here. I also have people come in and do intensives with me, and I just love the work of trauma healing. I've written down in book and journal form my ministry method of trauma healing, which is the Heart Journey method. And right now it's written for women. We're going to write it for men and couples and other age groups in the future. But right now it's written for women. And I also have the Heart Journey mentoring and community experience where I take women through the Heart Journey book. I teach and do group coaching every other week, teach every other week group coaching. We also have prayer groups that our big sisters from previous cohorts run, and we heal together. The first four chapters in Heart Journey are safety and stability. The second set of four chapters are memory reconsolidation chapters, and the last four chapters are integration chapters. So it definitely follows the three stages of restoration that we talked about in the last podcast. We went through, I would say, maybe five of the Heart Journey tools for regulating our nervous system, regulating our mind, regulating our emotions, and help us to bump back in to the window of tolerance. You want to practice your safety and stability skills over and over so that you can stay in the window of tolerance, because your brain cannot heal when it's bumped out of the window of tolerance, when it's bumped into that dissociation and flat affect and depression, or when it's all the way up in hypervigilance, easy startle, hyperactivity, mania, anxiety, rage. We don't heal in those spaces. We heal when we're in the window of tolerance. Now, when you activate memories in memory work, which we're going to get into in a minute, you still want to be in the window of tolerance. You just want to be at the edge of the window of tolerance, because you do need to open up the memory experientially. I want to ask that as we go through these tools, that if you get easily dysregulated, or if you have a lot of unhealed trauma memories and a lot of, let's call them, body memories and emotion memories from your childhood where you feel maybe lonely or depressed a lot of the time, and it's And for you, if it's based on trauma memories, unmet needs from childhood, then I want to ask that you more focus on your safety and stability and not get into our memory reconsolidation work. But you can listen, you can learn, but you want to focus on safety and stability first. Building your safety and stability, so important. Learning to manage your nervous system. And this is how we grow the fruits of the spirit, right? We grow love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. So memory reconsolidation is the mechanism we are going to use based on Bruce Ecker's work and based on this truth that Jesus heals the broken heart. I have many of these slides. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can use the QR code and put your email in and ask for a copy of these slides. Most of the slides will be emailed to you. This is based on a talk I did at the American Association of Christian Counseling World Conference that I did in September of 2025. All right, memory reconsolidation. Did you know that until about 1994, 1997, we really thought that these triggers, these places in our implicit memories where we get triggered by an event and we feel like we're a child again, we are reacting as if we are back in that memory, feeling rejected again, overreacting. Remember, where it's hysterical or where there's an overreaction, it's historical. We didn't think those things changed. From the research that we had done and what we had found, it wasn't until the 90s that we began to realize we could really change implicit memory and that we really could rewire the brain, rewire emotional learning. And here we have Eric Kandel, Kareem Nader, Merrill Kent, some of the early folks that began to do research, and whether it be molecular, neurological, post hoc clinical, do research that began to show us that we could change emotional learning. Then Bruce Ecker came along and developed the memory reconsolidation steps. Now, what's interesting is so many researchers were coming to this separately, that we can change implicit memory, emotional learning. And so when they came together and realized, wow, we're calling it different things, but we're all seeing the same thing at a molecular level, at a neuro level, and at a post hoc clinical level, it gave this mechanism of change more credibility. And so this is Bruce Ecker's, a lot of what I'm talking about is based on Bruce Ecker's work, and his steps for changing implicit memory are reactivating the memory. So with this, we open the memory reconsolidation window. This means that we have to experience some of that previous memory. And why are we doing this? We're doing this because our current symptoms are maybe based on this past memory. So when you have these current symptoms, the way you feel in your body, if you scroll back on that, it's linked to a memory. We can do work in that memory. So we go back into that memory, and we want to do that with Jesus. And then in Heart Journey, I do some Heart Journey coaching where I do this with folks as well. So we open it up experientially. Then we need to have what's called a mismatch or a prediction error within 5 hours. I'm sorry, within 5 hours. So the brain can be rewired at this emotional level if we have what's called a prediction error within the 5 hours of activation of a memory. Then we need to have some counter learning, and then we verify change. We want to observe real change. So I have seen this time and time again in my ministry when we have brought Jesus in as the prediction error in a memory. So let's say that someone was rejected by their dad and never saw their dad again. They have this memory of their dad walking away, and they struggle with the felt sense of rejection in authority relationships with men and also in love relationships. So we can bring Jesus in as the prediction error, the safety, the love, the connection into this memory experientially, and we can see changed emotional learning. So to change implicit emotional learning, means it's like automatic emotional responses, like when we're triggered. We want to target learning reactivation. So the original emotional learning or implicit memory must be vividly reactivated in awareness. So this could be thinking about how the body felt. This could be thinking about the images in that place. This could be thinking about the story and what happened. But you do need to have some experiential element where you're feeling it at least somewhat. And so we're bringing up specific felt memory networks that drive symptoms. All right. So we want to spend some time with that. So we would slow it down. Let's say someone had a near drowning. We want to go attune with them and go back with them into that space. I'm with you. And we want to invite Jesus in. And we want to be with them in the nuances of what happened in that memory. Then while the target learning is activated or the memory is activated, we need to register a new contradictory experience that mismatches with the old learning. Well, whenever we're in terror, Jesus is going to be a direct mismatch because Jesus heals our soul. He is safety. He is love. He is belonging. All right, so this prediction error, who is Jesus in this case, destabilizes the synapses holding the old learning, opening them up for change. And so that's what we want to do, is bring Jesus in. We can also bring in self as parent. I'm going to show you how to do that soon. We can bring in self as parent, where we have self as parent, we're getting strength from the Lord to parent our child parts. And then we want to have some kind of counter learning or new learning incompatible with emotional learning that's introduced. Well, we can say, what does Jesus want to say to you in this memory? And I do that a lot in my pastoral coaching settings. So in the clinical world, there are, and also in the ministry world, there are a lot of, planes with which we want to reactivate the target learning. So we want to think about our schemas or our narratives, cognitive meaning making. What happened when you thought you were drowning? What did you think? What did you feel in your body? The somatic, the emotional. What did you feel in your emotions? The visual. Five senses. What did the water feel like to your skin? You know, and sometimes in these real traumatic memories, people are kind of between life and death and trying to make a decision whether to live or to die. And so sometimes our emotions can get stuck there. And so we're getting all these implicit memories unstuck by bringing Jesus into the memory. So the prediction error or the mismatch needs to be, again, something unexpected, feeling it in the body and in the emotion and in the meaning. Now, I'm going to give you an example. Okay, now in the last podcast, I shared the story of coming out of my room and seeing my roommate and her fiance and her son decorating for Christmas. And I had this overreaction. I felt left out. And I finally, with my mentor, realized it was all this emotion was coming from feelings of feeling left out with my mom and my mom disincluding me or unincluding me from family events. Now, if I were to scroll back into that, into the memory, not the memory with my roommate, but the target memory, just scroll back when I felt that way before. Okay, I remember my mom in our townhouse being very loving with my stepfather and my brother and the dog. And every time I would walk down the stairs, she would cuss at me and tell me to go back in my room. So I can reactivate that memory, bringing those emotions on board. And then I can bring Jesus into that memory. So remember, we have to slow all this down, which is why in the Heart Journey methods, we have a lot of writing. And also, if you join our Heart Journey mentoring and community experience, we take time to have encounters with Jesus. We slow things down and have encounters with Jesus. We spend hours and hours and hours every year on Sunday nights having these encounters. Well, it's an hour to an hour and a half every Sunday night. And then we also have prayer meetings once a week where we have some encounters there too. So you bring in this mismatch. And then in the middle of this traumatic memory, we pair it with something that meets the need, meets the unmet need. Now with Heart Journey, I want to make sure we're bringing in a prediction error that meets the unmet need experientially, emotionally, somatic, visually, and with regard to the five senses and from a meaning perspective. So let's say if your father came at you in this memory and he was very aggressive and angry, you probably felt unsafe. So we're going to make sure using our pneumatological imagination, remember we talked about that in our last podcast, we're going to bring Jesus in and imagine Jesus meeting the needs for safety, meeting the needs for calmness, meeting the needs for security, meeting the needs for protection. And we're going to imagine, see him protecting you, feeling it in your body. And we can also ask Jesus things like, Jesus, what do you want to say to me in this place? What do you want to say to my identity and my beliefs about myself in this place? Now, there are a lot of secular therapies that appear to use memory reconsolidation, such as accelerated resolution therapy, accelerated experiential dynamic psychotherapy, coherence therapy, EMDR, internal family systems, etc. But also many of the Christian healing modalities seem to use memory reconsolidation. In fact, Carl Lehman, who created Emmanuel Approach, and I have had many conversations about memory reconsolidation. Now, I talked to you about the story of the woman at the well in the last podcast, and I said we would come back to her. But let's really look at her story. So this woman was at the well during the heat of the day. So she was probably hiding from people. We know that she'd been divorced 5 times and was living with someone who was not her husband. And because women did not have the authority to divorce in those days, we don't know what her story is, but it's likely she was rejected multiple times. Jesus told the disciples to go on and spend time with this woman. And this is actually one of the longest recorded conversations that we have in the Bible of Jesus. And so he gets her attention and he asks her to get him some water. And they have a conversation and he says, the water I give to those who drink from me will become in them a spring of water welling up into eternal life. So Jesus gets her attention here. So he raises her level of hope. He gets her attention so that she is tuning into him. Then Jesus says, he goes right for her pain. He says, go call your husband and come back. She said, I have no husband. He said, you're right when you say I have no husband. Fact is, you've had 5 husbands and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have said is quite true. So what is he doing? He is opening up her pain so that she can have an encounter with him that will change her. This woman is in so much pain that she's here hiding. She's been through all these rejections. She's judged as a Samaritan by the Jews. There's racial hatred there. And she becomes, she goes away from this moment, converting her whole town, and she is equated in power with the apostles. She becomes a saint in the early church. She's martyred. She's one of the first martyrs. This woman of rejection becomes a woman of power. What happens? Well, it's possible that Jesus opens up the memory reconciliation window when he talks about her pain. And then he tells her, I am your Messiah. He shows up in her pain as the prediction error. And he changes her. So I'm not saying that Jesus healed through science, because Jesus, clearly he grows eyeballs, he heals leprosy, he grows limbs, and he raises from the dead. He defies science. But this is so interesting, because isn't this what Jesus does? We have pain. Jesus wants us to acknowledge our pain before him. And then he wants us to have an encounter with him in our pain. So let's talk about some examples of memory reconciliation skills from Heart Journey. Remember, we talked about pneumatological imagination, where the Holy Spirit paints upon our imagination and we engage with Scripture and the Holy Spirit, imagining Jesus in these places of pain as a point of trauma healing. And pneumatological imagination, we can think about it as Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, noble, right, pure, whatever is lovely, admirable, if there's anything excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And so we're having encounters with Jesus in the very places of pain that are causing our unwanted behaviors, our broken heart. And here we have Jesus being the prediction error. All right, now one of the Heart Journey tools is called self-momming or self-parenting. With men, I say self-parenting. With women, I say self-momming. And here is where we're getting strength from Jesus to be one with him and treat our own self the way he would treat us, comforting ourselves, loving ourselves, rather than turning against ourselves and turning against the words of Jesus. And so many of us have a part of us that's a parent, or a part of us that is our most adult self, most nurturing friend. Maybe you're a teacher or a nurse or a pastor, but you want to get in touch with that part of you that is really able to nurture the child parts within you. We have many child parts. We have wounded child parts that just want to attach. We have child parts that just want to cause smoke screens and have addictions to get us to not feel the vulnerable child feelings. And we definitely have the inner critic and the inner controller that wants to control everything. Really, we have an addiction to control. And so we want to parent through the strength of Jesus these parts that are coming up. Now, in a minute, I'm going to teach you quadruple entry journaling, and I'm going to take you through an example of self-parenting. But as we become one with Jesus, we can parent or mother the parts of us that are so needing compassion. Think about a time recently where you were frustrated, and see if you can scroll back to a memory where you felt that same feeling of anxiety or frustration. And see if you can feel that child part on the inside that feels hurt, feels like I don't belong. And if you were that part's parent, what if you were to say, sweet baby boy or sweet baby girl, I love you. I'm with you. I'll never leave you. I've got your back. How does that feel as you are saying to that child part of you the words that Jesus wants that part to heal. And you're agreeing with the Holy Spirit and ministering to that child part. All right, let's get into the heart journey tool, quadruple entry journaling, but I'm going to do it through an encounter. And again, I really don't want you to go through this encounter with a heavy hurt memory, but I want you to use a lighter memory, or just listen and don't go through the activity if you don't have your safety and stability skills that you need. All right. So I wonder if you could think about a time recently where you felt, let's say, rejected. What happened? Think about what happened. You felt rejected as an adult. Think about what that felt like. What do you feel in your body? All right. Now, think about that body sensation and those emotions you feel, and scroll back on those emotions to a time when you were young and you felt this same feeling. Now, what was happening in this memory, and what emotions and body sensations is the child part of you feeling in this memory? Maybe you're feeling vulnerable or unsafe, rejected, like you don't belong. Now we're going to bring Jesus into this memory. Jesus, we welcome you in to minister to this young, precious child. Now, I want you to ask Jesus, Jesus, what do you want to say to this child part of me? Letting Jesus minister to this child part. Feeling his belonging and his safety. And now, let's bring in your most adult, most nurturing part of self to minister to this child part. What does this child part of you need to hear from you? Maybe he or she needs to hear, I will never reject you. I accept you. I love you. Now, if it's hard for you to say those things to your child part, it could be because you really need to work on developing this relationship with your child parts. It could be that you've kind of merged with the abusers in your life. And that's something we work on in Heart Journey Mentoring and Community Experience. All right, this is the Heart Journey Skill Paint a Purpose Drawing. Here, we're not going to do it now. You can do it later when you have colored pencils or crayons or markers and paper. But I want you to think about, again, you have a struggle that's going on in your life, or a key trauma memory that you want to work through that you know is impacting you today. Maybe it's when your parents divorced, or maybe it's that moment you were assaulted. And I want you to draw what the feeling of pain feels like. So whatever that looks like, you want to get it on paper. It could be scribbling a big black hole. It could be scribbling a storm, whatever you want. And you take your time opening up the memory reconsolidation by being with that pain. Then you flip the paper over so you don't see it, and you draw the opposite. Maybe the opposite is the eyes of Jesus, or your grandma holding you, or being at your favorite place by the lake. And draw with Jesus there with you, draw the opposite, letting yourself feel the power of the opposite feeling. Again, we're working with the prediction error here. Right? When you're done with that, you flip that over. Then I want you to draw. Now we're going to do some counter learning. Now I want you to draw how God is going to use this trauma in your life. Like, for example, my trauma is being used right now, and that I can understand trauma and trauma healing from what I've been through. Remember, I had all those adverse childhood events. I had a lot of trauma growing up, but yet God is using it in my life that I'm getting others free. So draw the kingdom purpose. And that is where we're getting into counter learning. So all this is in the Heart Journey book and journal, and I lead you right through. And if you join Heart Journey Mentoring and Community Experience, you actually will have teaching and group coaching time with me from a ministry point of view. Then we have the Heart Journey Time Reverse Trauma Method, where we divide our key traumas into slivers of time. And in each sliver of time, we write what happened. So it's like we have T minus 10 all the way down to T zero. T zero is the worst of the trauma. Like for 9/11, it's when the second airplane hit and it's probably when the buildings fell down, actually. And so that's T zero, the worst of it. And then you have all these slivers of time before it and after it. And in each sliver of time, we bring in Jesus, we bring in the resource of safe others, and we let ourselves have some somatic release in each one of those by allowing ourselves to run away or push away or use our fight or flight in the way that we probably weren't able to. We can even imagine that Jesus gives us superpowers where we can like push away the car accident, or where Jesus brings in a giant pillow. But we're bringing in those prediction errors, and we're satisfying the unmet need for safety, for control, for being able to fall rightly without getting hurt, or whatever is happening in the scenario. And lastly, there are other Heart Journey tools, but there's the Oscillation with Jesus tool. And this is where we have on one side something hard that happened, and on another side, we have something really, really good. So you want to identify something really good, like grandma's cookie jar was super good for me. She showed her love a lot by baking cookies for the grandkids. So let's say you're doing a dog bite, and the dog bite's on one side. Imagine a figure eight, and then grandma's cookies are on the other side. So we're going to oscillate between the figure eight, spending more time with the good and less time with the hard. Okay. And the prediction error is the good, and the opening up the trauma is the hard. So we want to stabilize and regulate a little bit. So thinking about your positive memory, for me, grandma's cookie jar, and what you feel in your body, and just allowing yourself to enjoy that safety and security. And if it were color or texture in your body, what would it be? Maybe a warm yellow. And then going, dipping into that dog bite memory, remembering that feeling in your body, and then oscillating back into the positive memory. Feeling that goodness. And then dipping into the negative memory, just quickly feeling it, and then back into the positive, being with the positive memory. And so you continue this, spending more time with the positive until the negative memory begins to neutralize by working with the memory reconsolidation mechanism in the brain. And remember, Bruce Ecker does a lot of work on this. If you're a geeky therapy head like me and you love to study, he's amazing. He's very well, he's very prolific and a nice guy to talk to as well. All right. If you would like a copy of my slides and you're watching on YouTube, I have the QR code up. And remember, all these tools and so many more are in the Heart Journey book and journal, Healing Through Encounters with Jesus in Psychology, A Study for Women Ready for Wholeness by Dr. Barbara Lowe. You need to get the journal with the book because the journal has the exercises. And coming in 2026, Heart Journey for Women small group version. We're going to lay down some videos to take where you can go through the Heart Journey with a group of women in your church and really see people get free. We're going to write Heart Journey for Men, Couples, etc. in the future. But for right now, we have the women's book written. So we are going to create a package. We're working on it now where you can offer this as part of your small group or have your whole women's ministry go through this. In addition, I love to speak at church events and conferences and in podcasts. So if you would like to invite me to speak, you can email me at drbarbara@drbarbaraministries.org. I so enjoy taking whole groups through healing encounters with Jesus and teaching about the healing of the brokenhearted. And if you are hurting, join us now. The Heart Journey mentoring and community experience is available to you if you are a woman and you want to join us. You can go to drbarbaraministries.org/experience. I love you. You are loved. And in the next podcast, we're going to talk about the integration phase of healing. Now, in Heart Journey, we spend a lot of time in stability, especially in the experience, the mentoring and community experience. We spend a lot of time in stability and then in satisfying unmet needs, time reversing trauma, and boundary repair work, because we're encountering Jesus in these places where we've had a broken heart and unmet needs. And so once you're done with working through those memories, then you move on to the integration phase. And I'm going to talk about integration in the next podcast. We're going to talk about forgiveness. We're going to talk about doing relationships differently. We're going to talk about working on our life purpose and operating from a sense of purpose and identifying what our purpose statement is. So stay tuned. I'll see you in the next podcast. You are loved. I pray a blessing upon your soul, upon your heart, in Jesus' name.